listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, the president of John Moore Associates, joins us for another Friday financial update. Brian, appreciate your time.
Yeah, glad to be here. Another busy week in financial news. So we never have to talk long to figure out something we can talk about on these segments.
Yeah. And in your world, I mean, there's always stuff going on in that arena. And, you know, something most of us have seen regularly, really, in the first, 100 or 200 day, whatever, few months of the Trump administration. Going back to really all, you know, pretty regularly, and we talk about it here, is the Fed and interest rates. What kind of headlines might we be seeing or have seen? And how does that affect the layperson listening?
Yeah, so just a reminder. So when we say the Fed, we're referencing the Federal Reserve. And actually, more specifically, what's been in the news is the upcoming Federal Reserve meeting, which is in mid-September. And when the Fed meets, they determine the path of interest rates. And as another reminder, so the Fed's dual mandate, as it's called, is to shift monetary policy to create an environment of full employment and steady or moderate inflation, which usually is defined as somewhere around 4% unemployment rate. That's considered full employment. And inflation around 2%. And obviously, we've seen inflation much higher than that in the last few years, and the job market's been swinging, maybe the job market's softening. And what's made the news is that there's a strong expectation amongst investors and economists that the Federal Reserve will cut the interest rates starting with their mid-September meeting. So that's a shift in policy from maybe being sort of wait and see and very slow to cut to now motivated to cut rates and lower the Fed funds rate starting after their September 16th and 17th meeting.
Well, Brian, I don't want to go into the politics of the Federal Reserve. However, both sides of the aisle, you know, use conversation about this in their conversations and in their agendas. What source can we, this is probably a real hard question. What source can we trust when it comes to news about the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, I think rather than looking at the commentary, just understanding the data and keeping in mind that dual mandate. So rather than getting caught up in the talking heads, you know, just look at the announcements. You know, how many jobs were created last month? Is that more or less than last month? Or the prior month? How many job openings are there right now? You know, get a sense of the labor market. And then what are the inflation reports telling us about the cost of goods and services, and what direction is that going? Because every time there's an announcement of any of those key economic statistics, it's quickly followed by the spin, right? So if you support the current administration and you see a jobs number, you spin it to favor your narrative. And if you don't like them, then you spin it the other way. And if you look at those numbers, what's happened is last month we had a significant decline in the rate of job growth. So we didn't lose jobs necessarily, but we gained much less jobs, much fewer jobs than we'd had in prior months. So that's the signal to the Federal Reserve that maybe not only should they cut rates in September, but maybe they're actually behind the curve, which is very common. If you look in history, the Federal Reserve often takes action too late. I don't think that's an opinion of mine. I think that's pretty objective. And so the expectation is the Fed's going to have to start taking action and maybe cut rates a little more rapidly than we would have expected a few months ago. And I don't think there's much political spin to that statement. That's just sort of where we stand in the economy today.
Okay, so for the layperson listening, and they see a headline regarding the Federal Reserve interest rates, what have you, what action might the layperson listening consider?
Well, let's talk about what happens when rates get cut. So where do rate cuts help and hurt the average person? Where it helps is if you have debt. So the Fed funds rate does not necessarily correlate with a mortgage rate, but it does correlate with maybe a variable home equity line of credit or your credit card rates. So if you have debts like that and the Fed starts cutting rates, the rates on those debts might slide down just a little bit in lockstep with the Fed cuts. As a saver, what you worry about is that when the Fed cuts rates, your interest rate on your money market funds or your savings account that you might have with an online bank, those yields will also decline. So cutting rates is a way to incentivize more lending because rates are cheaper. So people are more likely to take on debt, businesses and individuals. And then it disincentivizes savings, therefore pushing money into risk assets like stocks and other investments like that.
All right. Well, I'm sure just because every time it comes up, the information is available to learn more and find out more on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. Our listeners can find more information about the Federal Reserve and interest rates. But also, you know, as you mentioned, maybe considering a loan at a time when interest rates are lower. I'm going to guess there's also probably information about how to wisely, if you're going to go that route, some of the things you might consider.
Absolutely. And Steve, we just revised the Insights page this week with a whole new look, making it easier to search and find content. So if you want to learn more about interest rates, you can do that. I would also note we're doing weekly 10 to 15 minute long YouTube videos that are also posted there. So if you want a voice that's not highly politically biased and we're just breaking down the information and how we're translating that to good decisions for the families we serve, we're showing that every month, every week. We're posting new content there. So you can go to the Insights page or you can like and subscribe to those videos on YouTube. So we're trying to help people understand this information without all the divisive spin that you get if you just jump onto your typical news network.
Yeah, and a couple of reminders. One, we talk about it almost every week. This is a free resource, the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. Lots of good information for yourself and for your sphere of influence. If you're having conversations with someone on the topic of finances or stewardship of the resources God's provided for you, it is a shareable link. The other thing, Brian, we haven't talked about a lot, and it's been a little while. The lens at which these things are looked through are impacted by your office as a certified Kingdom advisor. And if you could explain that to those who may not be aware.
Yeah, so as certified Kingdom advisors, we're not only following just the data and the news and reading periodicals and industry experts, but we also have trained in the application of biblical principles. And we think the merger of knowing what's happening in the modern world and the rules and the regulations and the current economic environment, when you can blend that with biblical wisdom, that's where great financial decisions come. And so our whole team's trained in that way. All of our financial planners are required to get the certified Kingdom Advisor designation as well. So it creates a great way to fit values and timeless truths and principles from Scripture with what is relevant in the world today.
All right. Well, Brian, we appreciate your time and always look forward to having you on our Friday Financial Update, which, by the way, next week on the 29th, you and I will spend a full hour in studio.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to that. And I'm going to start pulling up my content here in the next few days, Steve, so we can maximize that time.
All right. And we appreciate, again, your time today. And wow, coming in a full hour next week for ABQ Connect's Friday Financial Update. Brian, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Same to you, Steve.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.